This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. What an exciting first week of the 2019 WHL playoffs. We have two teams in the East moving on. We'll check in on both the Prince Albert Raiders and Saskatoon Blades. Hey, they've been on a collision course all season long. They'll meet in round two. We'll hear from Raiders goaltender Ian Scott and Blades forward Max Gerlach. Plus, we'll update some of the Wild series so far in round number one. Winnipeg Ice will step to the podium first at the WHL Bantam Draft in Red Deer. General Manager Matt Cockle holding the cards. We'll hear from him to close out the show. First up, the top seed in the East is moving on to round two. Prince Albert Raiders advancing in four straight. The final seconds from Red Deer, from voice of the Raiders, Trevor Redden.
Behind the net, and that is going to do it. The Prince Albert Raiders, a first-round sweep of the Red Deer Rebels. They have punched their ticket to round two. What a response in period number three.
Raiders goaltender Ian Scott posted all four wins with a 1.75 goals against average and a .915 save percentage. The Eastern Conference Goaltender of the Year spoke with Trevor Redden following Wednesday's series-clinching win.
Thanks, John. Trevor Redden here with the Eastern Conference Goaltender of the Year, Ian Scott, fresh off a sweep of the Red Deer Rebels in round one. Ian, a big performance from your whole group. I mean, last year, the playoff experience, a loss to Moose Jaw, some tough memories there. How good does it feel to put that to bed and get the sweep here tonight?
Yeah, feels pretty good. Obviously, we knew it was going to be a tough series because they, you know, through the regular season, they pushed us pretty hard. And I think it's a big learning step for us going into the next round.
Game four especially, I think, was a tough one because they had their first lead of the series late in the first. Weisblatt ties in the second. Your team really had to gut it out. But what was the confidence level like in the room knowing, you know, the quality of your team the whole way?
I think it was just a don't panic mode after the first. We knew we were going to face adversity at some point, and, you know, just a little bit there, and we had 40 minutes to fix it up, and we were fine.
Now, for you, I mean, some of those games, I think game three, you faced 15 or 16 shots. What kind of a challenge does that pose to you when you sometimes go 4, 5, 6 minutes without seeing any rubber?
Yeah, it's obviously a little different, not, you know, being as involved in the game in that way, but you just got to, you know, find ways to stay emotionally attached and then tough it out.
Obviously a big year for you in general, World Juniors, all the accolades that come with that, your contract with the Maple Leafs, and now most recently Eastern Conference Goaltender of the Year. Now, what does it mean to you to get recognized like that?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool accomplishment. I think a lot of thanks goes to the guys in front of me. They gave me that opportunity, and, you know, they've definitely saved some goals for me too, so they've done a lot for me.
All right, Ian, thanks for your time, and best of luck in round two.
Thanks.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Waiting for the Raiders, the rival Saskatoon Blades. The Blades also advancing in a first-round series sweep. Here's Les Lazarek in overtime.
Krinkovic away at center for Christian Roikas Martinsson. Hits the line and over, trying to go wide on Benson, trying to cut for the goal. He scores! Winner, winner, chicken dinner! It's Christian Roikas Martinsson! This series is over! Four straight games! Get the brooms out!
Meanwhile, a more subdued Les spoke with the top player in the series. That was Max Gerlach. He tallied five times in the four games.
Thanks, John. Joining me is the right winger overager for the Saskatoon Blades, Max Gerlach. This is shortly after the Blades have swept a four-game series from the Moose Jaw Warriors. Max scored five goals out of the 13 the Blades scored in the series, including two game winners. Congratulations, first of all, Max, on being able to come away with a four-game sweep over Moose Jaw. What was the key to being able to do it as far as you were concerned?
I think, throughout the season series versus them, there was a lot of tight games, but I think, ultimately our depth kind of took over, and a couple of big games from Nolan Meyer, our goaltender, kind of sealed the deal for us.
Perception isn't always reality. You win in four straight games. It was nothing like a lopsided series, though. It was a close series the entire way.
Yeah, definitely. I think all games were set by one goal besides the empty netter we got in game two. So, like you said, it was definitely a tight series. Things could have gone a different way in some of the games, obviously a couple of overtime games. But, like I said, I think our depth was able to kind of pull out the victory for us, and a couple of big games from Nolan was able to shut the door from them and keep us ahead.
You're on a nice roll right now personally, and I know it's all about the team right now, but for you personally, you score a goal from long range tonight, and it's the seventh straight game in which you've scored a goal, including the end of the regular season. So obviously things are going pretty well for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, I was able to get one tonight. You know, every night just trying to help out the team any way I can. And, you know, I'm playing with a couple of really good players in Chase Waters and Gary Hayden. They like to set me up, find me out on the ice. And, you know, with all the depth on our team, all of our kind of skilled, you know, deep defensemen, we're able to create some chances every night and been able to, you know, generate more times than not.
As a 20-year-old, it's your last kick at this sort of a thing. So, obviously, you have goals and designs beyond just winning one round. Even though you got the Prince Albert Raiders coming up, they're beatable. You think that you're going to make sure that you end up with something big here as you finish off your Western Hockey League career.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, all season it's kind of been us versus them, and they've got, you know, most of the limelight throughout the year. And, you know, we're excited for this opportunity to play against them. You know, they're the team that has been highly ranked all season, and we think that we have a team down here that can definitely, you know, hang with them and beat them. So it's going to be an exciting series, you know, for everyone to watch, and it's going to be a lot of fun to play in.
Max, thanks so much for this. All the best coming up against the Raiders.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
We have some great series brewing in the opening round. Some may go the distance. Seattle Thunderbirds are proving to be a tough out against Western Conference top seed Vancouver Giants. The T-Birds drew even Wednesday night, courtesy of third period comeback. Tom Boyning had the call of the go-ahead goal.
Behind the goal, put in front, shot on goal, score! On the doorstep, it's 4-3 Seattle with 4:14 to go.
The All-U.S. Division 2 versus 3 matchup between Spokane and Portland has had a lot of twists and turns, as well as lead changes throughout. So far, Spokane has found the crucial goal at the crucial time. Adam Beckman in overtime, Game 4 in Portland, Mike Boyle with the call.
Turns, fires, a shot save made by Hooper Rio. Score! Adam Beckman on the rebound, fires at home, and Spokane wins it in overtime for the second straight night. Adam Beckman wins it, 15-21 left in overtime, as the Chiefs will take a 3-1 lead back to Spokane for Game 5 on Saturday night.
Meanwhile, Tri-City Americans got back in their series on home ice Wednesday against U.S. Division champion Everett Silvertips. To overtime we go in Kennewick, voice of the Americans, Craig West.
Left circle, Hyman, Knuckler, rebound, score! It's Parker!
And Kamloops and Victoria have been trading barbs. That series all even at 2 heading into the weekend. Connor Zeri with another clutch third period goal Wednesday, which would stand up as the game winner in a 6-3 victory.
4-on-4, Schmiemann's on it. No traffic. Shooting, stopping, rebound, Woolworth. Here's the loose puck. Goal!
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Matt Cockle is the general manager for the Winnipeg Ice, who will step to the podium in Red Deer first for the 2019 WHL Bantam Draft. Matt joins us on the line. Matt, you had to win this first overall pick by way of the WHL Bantam Draft lottery. I'm sure that was a nice little thing to hear back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're in the position where you're in the lottery, it's, you know, a place that you're obviously not wanting to be moving forward, and we've certainly had a few years now of picking in that position, and if you're going to be in the lottery, then certainly going first is where you'd like to be.
Of course, I picked second overall last year and took a good defenseman there in Carson Lambos here. All right, well, everyone wants to know plans for that first overall pick. I'm sure there's been a lot of meetings and a lot of discussions. Have you formed a game plan there when you stepped to the podium?
I think, you know, we have lots of time here until May 2nd when we'll have to make that selection, obviously, and I think right now our focus is on gathering as much information as we can, both with, you know, the players that we're currently looking at that would be in that group. We pick up 1 and 9, so we'll be very busy early, and obviously there's a lot of scenarios that could present themselves, and we're going to keep an open mind and make the best decision for our franchise.
Yeah, you got some great picks in the draft here coming up, courtesy of that trade with Red Deer there just before the trade deadline, so you'll be busy that day here. Of course, the number one touted pick overall resides in the Edmonton area, Matt Savoy, and there's a lot of talk about trying to select a player and possibly recruit him. He does have an NCAA commit. Matt Savoy, I'm sure he's on your radar, and that's a bridge I think you'll probably have to cross here.
Yeah, I think with every player and every team in our league is very thorough in how they evaluate players and the information they're looking to gather. And we're going to continue to do that all the way, use every minute we can up until we make the selection on May 2nd. And that's going to include, Matt is a player that we've had a chance for a couple of years to watch and somebody that will be getting some more information on, getting to know a little bit better. And when we make our selection, we're going to make the best decision for our franchise or evaluate any other scenario that comes our way. And it's an important decision and we want to make the right one.
Yeah, another scenario could be trading that pick. And I'm sure you're not ruling out that if an offer comes your way that you can't refuse at this point.
Yeah, I think we've got to be open-minded. We're going to focus. Certainly Jake Heisinger does a great job with his staff, and they'll continue to work through the process up until the draft. And in the meantime, we'll be open-minded. I think our group is transitioning from a very young group to starting to mature a little bit, and certainly have a lot of work ahead of ourselves, and we need to be open-minded to anything that will make us better.
Yeah, you're really building a great stable of young prospects, not to mention, of course, Peyton Krebs, who was draft eligible, but, Connor McLennan looks like a real good forward here for the future. Carson Lambos was touted as the best defenseman in that draft here, so you have to be really happy with, your transition into Winnipeg here and just, some of the star power you might have here down the road.
Yeah, I think we're really, with Peyton mid-year, once he was named the captain and some of the responsibility shifted to kind of that core younger group that we're certainly think is a great group of young players, and there's lots of development ahead for that group and some things that from a player development perspective we need to continue to work with them as they kind of evolve and start assuming roles within our team. And we know we need to get a little bit older, and we've been mindful of that over the summer to help that young group grow and develop. And these two picks in the first round, as well as the 24th pick, will be a big part of our future and surrounding that team for years to come.
All right, Matt, it'll be a day in May for sure here for the Winnipeg Ice and that potential first overall pick which you hold. Appreciate you spending some time and sharing some insight here on WHL this week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Trevor Redden in Prince Albert, Les Lazarek in Saskatoon for their help. Great work, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.